Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these challenges. It's Wednesday, so it's the day in our weekly rhythm where we start to explore how the Bible challenges and changes our thinking on our topic. This week we're looking at when work gets out of control, when work and rest are completely out of balance in our lives. We saw one extreme of that imbalance yesterday, where work takes over and it becomes the entirety of our lives when it's what we're living for. This day, we're going to look at a different extreme, when we're just working to get through the day, or we're just working to get to retirement, when it's just a means to an end. I just have to get through this. And work ceases to have any meaning for us. We're not the first society to experience that kind of meaningless work. The ancient Greeks actually held that up as something to be sought after. Aristotle and his culture said, basically, that the ideal life was one where you didn't need to work for anything, where everything was done for you. Your life was less than worthwhile if you actually had to work to get to that point. The ideal would be to be born into that. But if that's our life, we very quickly see our life as pointless. That's why somebody like Warren Buffett has long said he's not going to pass on the entirety of his wealth to his children. He's going to help them live comfortably. But the majority of his wealth is going to go into projects that are going to improve the world around him. He's going to give as much of it as possible to charity. He doesn't want his children to live pointless lives. He doesn't want to set them up for success in such a way that they never need to work. They never need to have a result to their life that they can say, yeah, that was me, I did that. He wants them to have a point to their lives. And he knows that living the kind of life Aristotle thought people should live would be pointless. I met somebody once in a hospital. He'd worked hard. He most recently had been a school bus driver, but before that he'd worked a number of hard labor jobs. And the man I met in the hospital was just a broken, sad man. He'd just barely retired and very quickly realized he had a terrible disease. When I met him, he was blind and he could barely hear me. I had to yell at him for him to understand. And I had to make sure everything was verbal because he couldn't see a thing I was doing. And he said to me, why did I work so hard? I thought I was working hard to retire and to enjoy the high life. And now here I am at what I thought I was looking for, and it's not here. He thought he was working to get to that place of rest. But he realized that he'd been completely out of balance. He needed to be mixing work and rest together as much as possible. Now, that's not possible for everyone at every time in our lives. There are going to be seasons in life where we need to work to get through something, whether that's a medical residency or whether it's an apprenticeship, learning to be a plumber. There are times in our lives where we need to go all out. But then as soon as possible, we need to look for that balance again. We're going to look at the balance that God gave. In the Bible, he describes it as 6 days of work and a day of rest. We're fortunate that many people in our culture actually have 2 days of rest. But that's often the day we need to work to keep our families going as well. So it's not entirely one kind of work for 5 days a week and 2 days of complete and utter rest. Now, we're going to see later in our series what that balance looks like and how we can try to achieve that balance, even in a culture that doesn't always support it. We can't always expect that those seasons of rest are going to come later in life, because sometimes they keep getting chased further down the road. Like if you've been thinking that 65 was the official retirement age in Canada, you were in for a nasty surprise when it recently got moved to 67. You're supposed to work for 2 more years. If you thought, because somebody told you years ago, you need a certain amount of money to retire, with inflation, you've soon realized that you need a lot more money to retire than that. If you keep working for these distant, particular goals, you'll quickly find they keep moving on you. So you need to work for a goal that isn't adjusted by inflation and that doesn't keep getting advanced every time the country runs out of money. Well, before we continue this tomorrow, I've got a question for you to consider. When will you know it's time to retire? How much will you need to have done? How much will you need to have saved? What will you need to have accomplished? Will you ever be able to retire with those particular goals in mind? What would be a better set of goals to make sure you can balance work and rest every day and every week? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow. Do 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 do